Good morning.
早上好。
Well, it's almost the afternoon, so maybe morning is not correct.
差不多下午了，可能不应该说早上好了哈。
It is truly a pleasure to be with you today.
跟大家一起很高兴。
Yesterday, I spent the whole day with much of the leadership doing some training.
昨天一整天呢，我跟教会的带领有一些训练。
And it was a pleasure just working with people and dialoguing about the different things happening at the church.
跟大家一起聊天呢，一起来去做一些事情，非常开心。
I'm even more excited today, actually, because Mandarin is actually my mother tongue.
我今天很高兴，因为其实国语是我的母语。
So it was very familiar listening to everyone sing and just listening to the service, especially listening to Pastor Luke sing. He has a very beautiful voice.
所以跟大家一起唱歌的时候，非常的高兴，特别是当我听到他在唱歌的时候，我也感觉很不错。
And so there was something very comforting just hearing Mandarin because it's something that I've grown up with. My mother grew up in Taiwan.
当我就是听到国语的时候，非常的受安慰，因为我跟我妈妈是在台湾生活出生的。
So she was actually born in Fuzhou and then grew up in Taiwan.
她是在福州的生了我，然后在台湾成长。
But despite the fact that Mandarin is my mother language, as I told the group yesterday, my father is actually Cantonese.
虽然国语是我的母语，但其实我爸爸他是一个说粤语的人。
Which unfortunately makes me Cantonese as well.
然后就让我也成了说粤语的人了。
So I've chosen to speak English because I think it'll be better for you.
所以我决定说英语了，可能对你们来说比较公平。
Because when I grew up with a saying that still rings true in my head.
A proverb
that I still remember. I remember.
我就是成长的时候，我还记得一些谚语。
And it goes, 天不怕，地不怕，最怕是广东人的普通话。
大家都明白哈。
So I will use English, if that's okay.
所以我就用英语了哈。
The passage that I want to preach from today is from the book of Jonah.
我今天讲的信息是从约拿书出来的。
And I don't know if you've ever heard the passage before or studied it in Sunday school or Bible study.
不知道大家有没有在主日学或其他场合曾经学过这本书。
But there's many aspects from the book of Jonah.
约拿书有很多个层面。
Jonah is what we call one of the minor prophets.
约拿书我们把它称为小先知书。
It's a minor prophet not because it's minor in significance in any way.
它叫小先知书不是因为它不重要。
And the minor prophets, as shown by the diagram there, are called minor because of how much length they are in the Bible.
他们之所以叫小先知书，因为他们短。
And I find Jonah particularly important and very significant in many ways.
其实约拿书是非常重要的，在很多方面而言。
As you can tell, I've chosen to block out and not preach on the naked prophet in the corner.
你看到我在那边，我并没有讲，就是讲论那些，就是大先知。
I'll leave that for the pastors of the church to preach on the naked.
以后有机会，我们让邓牧师再讲一次。
That's great. Now, what's interesting about Jonah is that some people are very familiar about the story.
约拿书非常有趣，大家都很熟悉其中的故事。
And yet that familiarity is sometimes difficult because maybe the stories that we know or the lessons we heard may not be entirely true.
熟悉不代表好，因为有些时候我们太熟悉了，会觉得那些故事可能不太重要。
So I want to go over the entire book if that's okay.
我想整本书过一遍。
I really like it when I can preach in a service and there's no other service after.
我很喜欢在一个崇拜，就是说后面没有崇拜那个崇拜里面讲到。
Because I can preach as long as I want.
因为我可以说多长都可以。
Usually when I preach, sometimes there's people looking in from the window, wondering why are you still preaching.
我以前讲到的时候，有人在后面的门那敲门说，哇，你还在讲到。
So I was told that I could preach the entire afternoon.
我被告知说，我可以整个下午都讲到，其实晚上也可以。
I promise I will not go the entire afternoon or the evening.
都讲到晚上也没问题的。
But let me quickly go over the entire book.
我大概跟大家浏览这本书一遍。
Now there are only four chapters.
只有四章整本书。
But many things happen in these four chapters.
但四章里面很多事情。
In the first chapter, God calls Jonah to go preach the good news.
第一章里面，神呼召约拿去讲一个消息。
God says to Jonah, go to the city of Nineveh and tell them that I want them to repent and come to turn to me.
神告诉约拿说，去尼尼微城，我想你告诉他们，让他们悔改。 而且回归到我那里。
But Jonah says, no, I don't want to go there because the Ninevites are my enemy.
约拿说我不想去尼尼微，因为尼尼微是我的敌人。
I will not go there. Instead, I'm going to go the other way.
我不要去，我要去另外一边。
And so in that chapter, Jonah gets on a boat.
在那章里面呢，约拿就上船了。
And he sails in the other direction.
然后他就航行到另外一个方向。
And while he's sailing, he thinks to himself, I'm safe, I've run away from God.
他在航行的时候，他觉得就是说啊，现在我安全了，我可以逃离神的面。
But while he's on the boat, a storm comes and starts to threaten the boat.
在他在船上的时候，一个风暴就来了，然后让那个船就处于危险之中。
And the boat is thrown from side to side.
然后那船就左摇右晃。
The wood on the boat starts to almost break apart.
然后那些木头就开始就是差不多要那个裂开了。
The sailors on the boat, who Jonah doesn't even know, think that they're going to die.
那些水手和那些船上所有的人都觉得他们要死了。
Because the storm is so violent.
因为风暴非常的猛烈。
And so the sailors on the boat, they start praying to their own gods.
然后那些水手都是向着自己的神来祈求。
They worship and pray and they burn incense and do whatever they can to try to ask their gods to rescue them.
他们敬拜，他们祈求，他们烧香，他们做一切一切，然后要向他们的神来祈求。
But nothing happens.
没有事发生。
And so Jonah wakes up and he says, all your prayers are useless.
然后约拿就醒了，他就说你们的祷告都没用的。
And Jonah says, I know what's going on. My God is coming and chasing after me.
约拿说我知道什么回事，因为我的神正在追寻我。
And Jonah says to the sailors, throw me off the edge of the boat so that you can save yourself.
约拿就对那些水手说：“你把我扔到海那里，然后整船人就得救。”
It wasn't the sailors themselves who were trying to kill Jonah in any way.
并不是那些水手想杀了约拿。
But Jonah was giving up his life so that maybe the sailors could be spared.
然后是约拿自己放弃自己的生命，那些水手或许就能得救。
And sure enough, the moment Jonah goes over the edge, the storm stops.
然后当约拿他就是离开船的那一刹那，然后风暴就止息了。
Immediately as the storm stops, the sailors are amazed.
那风暴停止之后，水手们都吃惊了。
And it says in that chapter, the very first chapter, that the sailors repent and turn to God.
就在第一章里面，那些水手他们就悔改，他们就转向神。
And they start worshiping our living God, Jehovah.
然后他们就向我们所敬拜的神耶和华来敬拜。
What an amazing story. Jonah hasn't even done anything or said anything yet, but just sacrificed his life and people came to know God.
所以非常奇妙，就是约拿什么都没做，但是人们就因着他自己牺牲自己而去敬拜我们的神。
But then we get to chapter 2.
然后我们到了第二章。
Now, chapter 2 is very important to me in many ways.
第二章对我来说很重要。
What's interesting about the entire book of Jonah is that we talk about it as being written in the third person.
约拿书有一个很有趣的地方，就是它是用第三人称来写。
Compared to all the other prophets are written in the first person.
其他先知书都是用第一人称来写的。
It's those other prophets themselves saying and telling people what they should do, what they shouldn't do, and it's their own voice through the entire books.
当那些先知告诉别人应该怎么做的时候，他是用自己的声音，从自己的角度来告诉那些人该怎么做。
But in Jonah, the entire book is written in the third person.
但约拿书整本书都是从第三人称来写的。
It's a story about Jonah's life.
这是关于约拿自己的生命故事。
But all of a sudden it changes in chapter 2.
但第二章突然就改变了。
And in chapter 2, we hear Jonah's voice.
第二章的时候，我们听到了约拿自己的声音。
We hear Jonah's voice from inside a fish that swallowed him as he went over the side of a boat.
当他，我们就听到了约拿的声音，他是从鱼的肚子里面发出来的，当他就是被这条鱼就是带着从海的一边到另外一边的时候。
And his words aren't to tell other people what they should do, they're a prayer to God.
他并不是在告诉别人该怎么做，而是他自己在向神祷告。
And if you listen to the words of his prayer, these are words of a prayer of a person who thinks his life is over.
当你去看里面那些祷告的词的时候，这些词是一个人他觉得自己生命要结束的时候所说出来的。
Remember, he gave up his own life to save the sailors.
大家记得他是放弃了自己的生命来救那些水手。
He thought his life was over.
他觉得他的生命要完了。
He had no hope.
他没有希望。
He had no salvation around him.
他在他的身旁没有救恩。
It was dark.
很黑暗。
He felt like he was suffocating.
他觉得他自己就是一切都完了。
I don't know about the last time that you were inside of a fish.
我不知道上一次你在鱼里面的是什么时候。
But it wasn't very comfortable.
一定很不舒服，对不？
He thought he was going to die.
他觉得他自己必死。
And it's from inside the fish that we hear his prayer crying out to God.
但就是在鱼里面，我们听到他向神呼求。
He didn't think there was any hope. He thought his life was over.
他不觉得有任何希望，他觉得他自己必死无疑。
But we hear his desperate prayer.
但我们听到了他在深处的祷告。
At the end of the chapter, we hear that the fish vomits out Jonah.
在就是这一章的最后，我们看到这条鱼它把约拿给吐出来。
Now I don't know about the last time that you may have vomited.
我不知道你上一次呕的时候是什么时候。
Maybe you have children or you have grandchildren who you've seen vomit, maybe even this morning.
可能你有儿子或者是孙子，然后你看到他们今天早上呕了。
Vomit is smelly.
呕吐很难闻。
Vomit is very, very dirty.
呕吐非常脏。
And it's very unpleasant.
这是非常不好的。
And I want to keep talking about vomit so that you are uncomfortable.
我想继续讲呕吐，这样你就会感觉到那个不舒服。
Because that's how Jonah was feeling.
这是约拿所感受的东西。
He was covered in vomit.
他是被那些呕吐物给包围了。
The fish vomited him out, so he was the vomit.
所以把鱼把他吐出来的时候，其实他自己就是那些呕吐物。
And while covered in vomit, he says, "Fine, I'll go to the city now."
他当他就是被那些呕吐物包着的时候，他就说：“好吧，我现在愿意去那城。”
And so in chapter 3, we hear that he goes to the city of Nineveh.
第三章里面我们就看到他去尼尼微城了。
And he preaches this incredible sermon.
他讲了一篇非常厉害的道。
This incredible sermon that is the end of all sermons because it's so powerful.
他就是一篇讲道非常伟大，因为他的结果非常的好。
All he says in English is 8 words.
在英文里面他所讲的到只有八个词。
He says 40 more days and Nineveh will be overthrown.
其实在中文有12个字，就是再等40日尼尼微必倾覆了。
It's more powerful in Mandarin, I guess.
It's as powerful as English.
It's as powerful as English. 40 more days and Nineveh will be overthrown.
再等40日尼尼微必倾覆了。
Imagine that. That's all he says.
大家想想，这就是他所讲的。
And it says the entire city turns to God.
然后后面讲，整座城的人都归向神。
Everyone, the leaders to the beggars to the workers to the hospital workers, everyone turns to God.
他所有的人，无论是乞丐啊，还是领袖，还是国王，还是什么什么样的人，全部转向神。
It even says that the cows and the sheep and the goats and the pigs, they all turn to God.
连那些牛、羊、猪和其他的一些家禽全部都归向神。
It even says that the dogs and the cats and your pet goldfish even turn to God.
连你的宠物都全都转向神。
That's how powerful his sermon was.
这是他的道的力量所在。
But Jonah walks away and he's not happy.
但约拿离开，他很不高兴。
And so in chapter 4, we see him sitting up on a hill, and he's not happy.
在第四章里面，他坐在一个小山坡那，他一点都不高兴。
The sun is up in the sky, and he starts getting really hot.
然后太阳就是在日上三竿，然后非常的热。
And so God grows up a little plant behind him, and the plant gives him shade.
然后神就在他后面让一棵小植物给长上来，然后就让他没有那么热。
And he says, "Oh, that's a little better."
他说啊，好一些。
But then God sends a worm, and the worm eats the plant.
然后神就派一条虫，虫就把那食物给吃了。
And the plant withers away and dies, and then the sun is burning on Jonah again.
然后那棵植物就枯萎了，然后那太阳就是继续就晒了。
And now we find Jonah complaining and saying, "Oh, it's so hot outside."
然后约拿就就是他就抱怨，就是说太热了，实在。
Oh, this is so terrible. My life is so terrible. It's so hot outside.
他说我的生命真苦啊。
And then we hear God's voice.
然后他就听到了神的声音。
And God says to him, "Is it right for you to be angry about this plant?"
然后神就问他，你这样发怒合乎理吗？
Is it right that you've done nothing and you're still angry?
你什么都没做，然后你还向我发怒，这在乎理吗？
And then the story ends.
然后这就是故事的结束。
We don't know if Jonah says, "Okay, God, I've learned my lesson."
然后我们并不知道约拿有没有说，好吧，神，我学到了教训了。
We don't know if Jonah goes back to Nineveh and tries to hang out with the birds and the animals and the goldfish.
我们不知道约拿有没有回去那座城，然后去那个帮那些猪啊、羊啊、那些金鱼啊等等。
And the story just ends.
那个故事就戛然而止了。
I find what is really interesting about this story is that there's many ways to look at the book of Jonah.
我觉得这个故事非常有趣，因为我们可以有非常多的解读方式。
The Old Testament rabbis used to talk about narrative and stories like a fine diamond.
拉比曾经说，就是那些旧约的拉比曾经说，就是说故事它就是一个好像一个多面的钻石那样。
The rabbis would say that if you took a fine diamond and if you would turn it in different ways, the light would shine off the diamond in different ways.
当你就是拿一个非常好的钻石，然后转它的时候，那些光就会被反射到各个层面那里。
And every time you turn it, the light would show different things and speak to you in different ways.
每当你转的时候，那些光它就会给你看到不同的影像，然后它就会向你就是投射出反射出不同的东西。
So if you'll allow me, I want to turn the story a few times.
然后如果你觉得可以的话，我给大家看看这故事的不同的层面。
And now typically, the message that comes out of Jonah is this message about comfort or God's call on your life.
这个故事的一个层面是关于安慰和关于神对你生命的呼召。
Jonah knew what God was calling him to do.
约拿知道神要呼召他做什么。
But he didn't want to do it, and he wanted to do what he wanted to do instead.
但他并不想做这些事情，他只想做自己想要做的事情。
Maybe you've experienced that sometime in your life as well.
可能你在生命的某个时刻也曾经经历这一点。
Where you felt like God was calling you to do something.
当你感受到神呼召你去做什么的时候，但你并不想去做。
You would rather do something else.
你想做别的东西。
And maybe every Sunday you struggle a little bit. Should I come to church or should I just watch it on TV?
可能周天的时候你会有挣扎说，我应该要来到教会这里呢，还是我在那个电视上看直播呢？
It'd be a lot easier just to watch it on my phone.
在手机上观看直播其实很轻松。
Maybe it's something maybe even more serious, obviously.
其实有一些东西它是更加重要的。
Maybe God's called you to change your career or change a job.
可能神呼召你去改变你的职业。
Maybe God's called you to move to another country.
可能神呼召你去另外一个国家。
And that was maybe a difficult decision to make.
可能这是很难的决定。
When I think about this message, I think about when I felt God call me to become a pastor.
当我去想这段信息的时候，我想到了当神呼召我去做一个牧师的时候。
And I don't say this story because I'm encouraging anyone to be a pastor because I don't think everyone should be a pastor. Sometimes I don't want to be a pastor.
我不想说整个故事，因为我并不觉得可能每个人都会被神呼召做牧师。
But when I heard God call me to become a pastor, I said, God, I don't want to do that.
当神呼召我去做牧师的时候，我跟神说我不想去做这个事情。
And my first response was, God, if I'm a pastor, I have to preach in front of people.
我第一反应是，如果我是一个牧师的时候，我需要在众人面前讲道。
That means I have to stand in front of people and speak.
这意味着我需要站在众人前和讲话。
I still remember when I was in grade one speaking in front of my whole school.
我还记得我一年级在全校人面前演讲的时候。
My father had written the speech for me.
我的爸爸其实是他是给我写了讲稿。
And so the teacher thought I was so good, so she wanted me to speak in front of the whole school.
我的老师就觉得，哇，你的稿写太好了，你来向全校人演讲吧。
And so innocently, I stood in front of the whole school, and I just wanted to cry.
然后突然我就被放在全校人面前了，我都快哭了。
I think my whole body turned green, and my legs almost gave out.
然后我全身都颤抖，然后我的腿都不知道放哪。
To be honest, I don't like speaking in front of people.
就是说实话，我不喜欢在众人面前演
讲。I love all of you.But I don't like preaching in front of people.
我喜欢你们，但我不喜欢在你们面前演讲。
And so maybe you're going through that same challenge where you know God's calling you to something.
可能你在被神呼召的时候，你也曾经历那些挣扎。
And you're struggling with what you should do.
你挣扎你应该做的东西。
If that's what God is saying to you this morning, I need you to listen to that.
如果这是今天早上神对你所说的话，我希望你好好的听。
But as we turn the book of Jonah, other messages come out.
如果你把约拿书往后翻的时候，你会看到其他的信息。
The second area that sticks out to me is from within the fish.
第二个我们想去看的是关于在鱼腹中的故事。
And as I said earlier, there were very specific words that Jonah uses in that prayer.
你要去看第二章的时候，你会发现约拿用了一些非常有意思的词语。
Very specific words that show where his heart is.
这些词语都告诉你他的心是怎么样的。
This is a man who's desperate.
这是一个非常受挫的人。
This is a man who's given up on life.
这是一个放弃了自己生命的人。
He literally thinks that this is the end of his life.
他觉得他自己的生命真的要完了。
And there is no hope.
没有希望。
There is no light.
没有光。
There is no life.
没有生命。
He thinks his life is completely over.
他的生命真的要完了。
I don't know any of you and what you're going through in life.
我不知道你们在生命里面都经历过什么。
I don't know what's happened to you in the past, your journeys and the different experiences you've had.
不知道你们在过去不同的经历究竟是什么。
But I'm willing to bet that many of you have had difficult times.
但我深信可能你们很多人都曾经有过不容易的时候。
Difficult times where you didn't think you would make it out.
这些时候可能你觉得自己都过不去。
Maybe it was a time when you thought it was your darkest hour.
可能你觉得那些是你生命里面最黑暗的时候。
Maybe you thought it was a time when you didn't even know if you would continue to have life.
可能在那些时候你都不知道自己能不能继续活下去。
But I'm willing to bet many of you could resonate with these words.
我希望你们都可以能够听听这些词语。
And I'm not going to say a story from my own life to make it feel like I understand what you're going through.
我并不是想告诉你们，就是说我的故事让我知道你们都发生了什么。
And maybe you're going through something right now.
可能你现在也正在经历一些事情。
But let me tell you a quick story about what's been going on in my life.
我给大家很快的讲一讲一个关于我自己的故事。
Not my life specifically, but in our church community.
其实并不是我自己的故事，而是我的教会社的一个社群的故事。
As I was flying here to Vancouver from Toronto, one brother in our church suddenly died.
当我从多伦多飞到温哥华的路程之中，一个我们教会的弟兄突然去世。
Now it's very sad that he passed away.
他的去世非常的伤心。
Luckily, he doesn't have any children, and he wasn't married.
当然，可能幸运的是，其实他并没有结婚，也没有就是孩子。
But he was getting ready to move from Toronto back to Victoria.
但他正准备从多伦多搬回维多利亚。
He was quitting his job, selling his possessions, selling his house to move back home to Victoria.
他是已经辞了工作，卖了他所有的东西，然后准备搬回维多利亚。
In fact, he was supposed to be living in Victoria by the end of April.
其实他在四月底就要住在维多利亚。
He was returning to Victoria to take care of his mother.
他要回去那儿去照顾他的母亲。
And we as a church had to tell his mother that his son had died.
但我们作为一个教会，现在要告诉他的母亲说，他的儿子去世了。
If I can ask for prayer for me,
如果我可以恳求大家代祷的话
，This afternoon I plan to call that mother.
今天下午我就要去打电话给那位母亲。
I don't know exactly how she's feeling.
我不知道她现在的感受究竟是什么。
I can only imagine how dark it must be for her.
但我能想象到她现在所处的黑暗究竟是什么。
I can only imagine how sad she must be.
我可以想象她的伤感。
Even though her husband left her years and years ago.
虽然她的丈夫已经在很久的以前就已经离开她了。
Even though she came to Canada as a refugee many years ago.
虽然在很多年前她已经作为难民来到加拿大了。
I'm willing to bet that this is one of her darkest hours.
但我想，这可能是他生命里面最黑暗的时刻。
So I covet your prayers.
所以我希望大家可以帮我祷告。
And again, I don't know what to say to her.
我不知道该对她说什么。
And I can't say to her I understand because I don't understand.
我不能说我理解她，因为我真的不理解。
And for many of you going through something difficult, I don't understand what you're going through.
包括你们，如果你们经历一些困难的时候，其实我不能完全理解你们所经历的。
I can't even understand what Jonah was going through when he was inside a fish.
我甚至不能理解约拿在鱼腹之中，他究竟经历了些什么。
But it is within the fish that God was there.
但就是在鱼腹之中的时候，神就在那与他同在。
That it was within the darkest hour that there was hope.
就是在那最黑暗的时刻。希望在那里。
that it was a time when he felt like there was no life at all that he found life.
就是在他觉得他的生命要完的时候，他找到了生命所在。
If you need to hear that message this morning,
如果你今天早上听到这段信息的时候，
well, I pray that God will speak to you.
我希望神正在对你说话。
And you will find that hope.
你能够找到那个希望。
Now, if I turn the story one more time,
如果我再给大家看故事的另外一个层面，
I found it really interesting about the city of Nineveh.
我发现尼尼微这个城市非常有意思。
I really like maps.
我喜欢数学。
Like I really like maps.
我非常非常喜欢数学。
Google Maps on my phone is the greatest thing ever.
不是数学，不好意思，是地图哈。但我非常喜欢地图，应该说。
When I go to a shopping mall, the first thing I do is say to my wife, "Where's the map of the mall?"
我去到购物中心的时候，我首先去找这个购物中心的地图。
Because I want to know where everything is.
我需要知道那东西都在哪儿。
I want to know where the washrooms are.
我需要知道洗手间在哪儿。
I want to know where the food court is.
我需要知道那个吃东西的地方在哪儿。
I want to know where the coffee shop is.
我需要知道买咖啡的地方在哪儿。
I want to know where the map and where all the stores are.
我需要知道整个故事的。那个图画是什么样的？
So I looked up where Nineveh is.
所以我去看关于尼尼微城的地图。
And if you ever look up on a map, this is the map of Jonah's journey.
如果你去看地图的话，你会看到这是约拿他的旅程的地图。
Now where it says A, it's kind of hard to see. I apologize.
也是它可能字有点小哈。
Here is where God calls Jonah.
这是神呼召约拿的地方。
And God calls Jonah to go to the city of Nineveh.Which is over here at B.
他就要呼召约拿所去的地方是在 B 的那个点。
It's about 500 kilometers away.
他大概是有500公里左右。
But Jonah says, "No, I don't want to go there. I want to go all the way across over here to Tarshish."
约拿说我并不想去那，我要去另外一边，我要去到他施。
Now, I'm sure many of you have perhaps never been to Nineveh or Tarshish.
我相信大家都没有去过尼尼微或者他施。
So maybe it's a little bit hard to relate to.
可能觉得跟自己没什么关系。
It would be like God calling you to go to Portland, Oregon.
或者是有点像，就是说神呼召你去波特兰。
Which is about 500 kilometers away.
大概有500公里。
But you saying to God, "I don't want to go there because I don't like those Portland people."
但你说我不喜欢波特兰的人啊，我不想去那。
And it would be like you saying to God, no, I would rather go all the way to Newfoundland in Canada.
我就要去到这加拿大的纽芬兰那边。
Who would want to go to Newfoundland?
谁要去纽芬兰
？Now I know many of you don't drive 500 kilometers, and you're thinking about planes instead. Maybe instead of driving, you're thinking about getting on a plane to travel.
Oh, yeah. 有些人可能你们就是不想开车去那边，可能你就直接乘飞机去那儿。
This would be like God calling you to get on a plane for a 5-hour trip to Toronto.
这有点像就是说神现在呼召你去那个坐一个5个小时飞机去到多伦多。
And everyone likes Toronto, right?
每个人都喜欢多伦多吗？
But it's like you saying to God, "No, I don't want to go to Toronto."
但你就说神，我不想去多伦多。
I would rather fly to the other side of the world.
我想去世界的另外一端。
Now, wherever the other side of the world for you, just imagine that.
反正世界另外一端是什么，你就想吧。
I have a team member on my staff who his wife is from Mauritius.
我就是在我的就团队里面有一个成员，他的妻子是从 Mauritius 是。毛里求师那个地方来的。
There.
对。
Do you know how long it takes to fly to Mauritius?
大家知道要去毛里求师那个地方要多长时间吗？
It takes 30 hours on a plane.
30小时的飞行时间。
30 hours on a plane with a mask.
你要戴着口罩飞30小时哦。
Can you imagine that?
你可以想象吗？
That would be terrible.
很糟糕。
So God calls you to be on a plane for 5 hours, but you say, "No, I want to go for 30 hours."
所以本来只是一个五小时的飞行距离，你就说我不要去那，我要30小时飞到那。
Why would anyone want to do that?
为什么有人会这么做？
One of the things that we do at Tyndale, at the center that I lead.
我想到我在那个丁道尔中心，就是我在那工作的地方。
It's to make people aware of their cities and their neighborhoods.
那是让大家认识他们的城市和他们的邻居的。
And we've created a website talking about, well, here it's you reach Toronto, but you reach Canada to talk about how the city and our country is changing.
所以我在我们的网页里面就说啊，虽然你是在多伦多，但你是在多伦多这个地方看到这个城市、这个、国家的转变。
And oftentimes we try to make light of and help people understand, especially churches, the changing scenery of different people groups that are among us.
所以在那里其实我是想让就是不同的教会能够看到，就是说不同的人群在这个地方的转变。
I found it really interesting looking at some of the data and stats that were there.
当我去看一些数据的时候，我觉得很有趣。
Particularly, I found it interesting about international students.
我发现国际学生这个统计很有趣。
From the year 2000 to 2009,
从2000年到2009年
there was an increase of international students in Canada of about 75,000 students.
国际学生的增长有大概75,000人。
That's a lot of students.
非常多的学生。
But from 2009 to 2018, the numbers went up dramatically.
但从2009年到2018年，数字飞快的增长。
In the same period of time, 9 years, from 2009 to 2018, the international student population in Canada went up over 300,000 students.
所以是同样九年的时间，国际学生的数目增长了300,000。
As of 2018, so I'm waiting for the statistics, the new statistics to come out. As of 2018, there were almost 500,000 international students in Canada.
所以在2018年的时候，大概有500,000的国际学生在加拿大里面。
And what was really interesting was that, second to Ontario, of course, BC had a significant number of international students.
同样非常有趣的是，就是在那个Ontario 省之后，其实 BC 省是第二大。拥有国际学生的
数目。The red bar is British Columbia.
所以红色的是我们 BC 省的数目。
British Columbian Chinese international students.
所以这是 BC 省的中国国际学生的数目。
In fact, Chinese international students make up about 28% of all the international students in Canada.
但其实中国国际留学生只占那个全国加拿大的国际留学生28%。
Only ahead of Indian.International students by a few percent.
就是刚超过了印度的国际留学生。
When I think about international students, I think about my father.
其实当我想到国际留学生的时候，我想到了我的父亲。
70 years ago, my father never planned to go to university.
70年之前，其实我父亲从来没想过他要去大学。
His family was well off, and he didn't think he needed any more school.
他其实他的家庭很好，所以他没有想到要做这些东西。
But his best friend was chasing after a girl.
但他的有一个很好的朋友正在追一个女孩。
And his best friend said to him, "Hey, do you want to go to university?"
然后他最好的朋友就说，哎，你要不要上大学啊？
And my father said, "Okay, sure."
然后我爸说，好吧，去吧。
And so his best friend filled out the application and put it in front of him.
然后其实是他的最好的朋友把那个申请信给写好了，然后把它放在他面前。
And he said, "Here, sign." And so my father signed the application.
然后他说，你签名吧。然后他就签了。
And so my father got into university in Canada.
然后我爸爸就去了加拿大的大学了。
And so he got in a boat.
然后他就上了船。
And he sailed across the ocean.
然后他就渡过海洋。
He landed in Vancouver.
然后在温哥华登陆。
And then he got on a train.
然后他就坐火车。
And the train took him across Canada.
然后火车就跨过了整个加拿大。
I don't even know how many hours that train took to get across.
都不知道那火车走了多少小时。
And he found himself in Montreal.
然后他就发现自己在蒙特利尔了。
And my father said, "Eh, I didn't know that there'd be snow up to here in Montreal."
那我的爸就说，哦，我并不知道蒙特利尔的雪原来有那么高。
And then my father said, "I studied English in Hong Kong."
然后我爸说我在香港学了英语。
Why is everybody in Montreal and in Canada speaking French?
但为啥在蒙特利尔大家都说法语？
And so he was a very lost man.
所以他非常的不知所措。
He was confused.
他非常的不知道怎么办。
He didn't know why God had brought him here.
他不知道为什么神把他带到那儿。
To the freezing cold.
去到一个非常寒冷的地方。
To this foreign language that he didn't understand.
去一个说鸟语的地方。
And he was probably completely lost.
他完全的不知所措。
In fact, 70 years ago, Canada didn't even want him.
所以其实70年之前，其实加拿大并不想要他。
If you know about Canadian history, Chinese people were unwelcome in 1950.
其实在70年之前。中国人在加拿大并不受待见。
He tried to get his permanent residency at the immigration office, and they said no. you're not welcome here.
所以他想去拿 PR 卡，但那时候就直接，那官员就直接对他说，不行，我们不想你在这。
And so he was confused.
所以他自己非常的，就是不知道怎么办。
And desperate.
非常的受挫。
I can only imagine the 500,000 international students and how they've been experiencing the last 2 years.
所以我可以想象，那大约500,000的国际留学生在过去两年里面经历了什么。
For the last 2 years, these international students already a little bit confused living in a foreign land.
其实在过去两年里面，这些国际留学生他们在一个陌生的土地上一定有很多的疑惑。
Many of them probably couldn't get home easily.
其实很多人都没办法回家。
Many of them were probably lost.
很多人可能都不知所措。
Many of you perhaps are even international students or were international students.
可能你们也曾经是或者现在就是国际留学生。
And you probably felt as lost as Jonah inside the belly of a fish.
可能你也像约拿那样在鱼腹之中经历了各种的不知所措。
Completely lost.
完全的不知道怎么办。
Completely without hope.
也没有希望。
Desperate.
也觉得非常受挫。
If it wasn't for the love of some Christians around him, my father probably would have given up hope.
如果不是并不若不是一些基督徒在他生命旁边给他爱的话，可能我爸爸就失去希望。
But they welcomed him and became friends with him.
但他们非常欢迎他，成为了他的朋友。
And to this day, 70 years later, they are still his lifelong friends from Montreal.
甚至在70年之后，他们仍然在蒙特利尔是他们最好的朋友。
I think some of his friends are a little bit strange, but they're his best friends.
虽然他们的朋友有一些改变了，但仍然是他最好的朋友。
I wonder if some of these international students today have any Christians to love them.
我不知道今天在我们之中的一些国际学生有没有基督徒去爱他们。
Some of them are Chinese.
他们其中有一些是中国人。
Some of them are Indian.
有些是印度人。
Some of them are Japanese students.
可能是日本的留学生。
Many are Korean.
也有很多韩国来的。
And they're wondering if anyone wants to be their friend.
可能他们也在想有没有人能做我的朋友。
They're wondering if there is any hope at all.
他们也在想我的生命有没有希望呢。
I don't know what God's speaking to you today.
我不知道神今天对你说了什么。
Maybe God's called you to think about a call that's been on your life.
可能神让你想想你生命之中的呼召。
And you've been struggling with whether to make that decision or not.
可能你正在挣扎要不要做那个决定。
Maybe for others of you, you're going through a very difficult time.
可能你们当中有些人正在经历特别困难的时候。
And God wants to remind you that He's there with you.
神要提醒你说他正在那与你同在。
But maybe God's also calling us to look around us in our neighborhoods and even in this city.
可能神也呼召我们要向我们的邻居、向我们的城市观看。
Where God has literally brought people from around the world right here.
神真的把世界所有的人都带到了这里。
People who probably feel like they're in the middle of a fish.
那些人就好像正在鱼腹之中所经历、所感受的那样。
Desperate and all alone.
非常的孤独，非常的绝望。
And all it takes is some of us to get out of our comfort zones to love them.
其实我们所需要的就是走出我们的舒适区，然后去爱他们。
In the last number of weeks, many events have been happening around the world.
其实在过去的几周，很多很多的事情在世界上发生。
One of those major events has been the war in Ukraine.
最大的其中最大一个事情就是乌克兰战争。
And I'm not going to say what's right or wrong or take any kind of political side.
我并不想判断对错或者是有一个政治立场。
But I know that there's millions of Ukrainians who are now refugees.
但我现在知道有上百万的乌克兰人成为了难民。
They have no home.
他们没有了家。
Their homes have been destroyed.
他们的家已经被毁坏了。
They've fled for hours.
他们就是逃离了他们的家园。
I have a friend who traveled all the way to Poland to help some of the refugees.
我有一个朋友，他去到了波兰去帮那些难民。
And he told me about a family who fled 11 kilometers.
他说有一个家庭，他们就是走了11公里。
And 11 kilometers wasn't very far, but it took them 53 hours.
虽然那距离不远，但他们花了53个小时。
These are people who are desperate.
这是一些正在经历 困难的人。
And many of us probably feel like we can't go overseas to help whatever's happening.
可能我们中间并不是很多人能够去到海外去帮助他们。
But many of these refugees will find their way to Canada.
但你知道，他们很多人会飞到加拿大这里。
Maybe they're Ukrainian refugees.
或者就是乌克兰难民。
Maybe they might be Syrian refugees.
或者是叙利亚的难民。
They even could be Iraqi or Afghanistan.
或者是阿富汗、伊拉克的难民。
People who feel like they're in the belly of a fish.
他们正在感觉正在鱼腹之中。
Perhaps you pass by them every day as you walk through the streets.
可能你在每天大街上都从他们身边掠过。
Is there perhaps something God's called you to do as an individual or as a church?
可能神对你们个人或是对这个教会有呼召，告诉你们该做什么。
May God continue to use you in His ways.
所以希望神可以继续在他的道路上使用你们。
Let me pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we thank you so much for today. God, may you continue to speak and move this church and the leaders here to listen to your powerful voice and to hear your words of comfort and challenge. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.